fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about checking your pulse. So, Tim, I don't think you're a doctor. Maybe you are, but tell me about this. What are we talking about when we say check your pulse?
Hey, Greg, it's like keeping your finger on the pulse of your business, your life, everything around you. A good example of this is I took a break from my desk. I have paperwork piled up, and I wanted to just get a breath of fresh air. So I went out to my shed, and I said, you know, I put my battery charger on my lawn tractor, which I haven't used all year. I keep it for my grandson to go for rides around the yard. So I go out there, I take the charger off, and then I see the snowblower. I says, damn it, you know, it's going to be snowing soon enough. Let me go see if the thing starts. Well, rather than pull started, I put my charging cord, my electrical cord on there, and electrical start, and it runs like total ass. Any idea why it's running like crap, Greg, the first time it started?
Let's see, because I've never dealt with this before. I'm going to guess that you didn't winterize it correctly, meaning you left gas in there.
Yeah, dude, it was exactly right, because at the end of the last season, and I didn't know it was the very last snow, I filled it with the gas. I buy the high test because I say it's better for your lawn equipment. So I put that in there. I didn't use fuel stabilizer. I figured I'd be burning through that gas for another storm. So that gas from last season sat in there all summer long.
All right. So it sounds like you got a little lazy and you weren't maintaining the old tractor, and now you got a problem.
That's what happens. It's like you think I'll get back to it. I'll take care of it later. But when you need to use it, will it be there for you?
Yeah. Then it takes 4 hours to fix the damn thing because you got to take the carburetor out or whatever. Yeah.
Right. But if I took care of it when it was supposed to be done, and rather not back burner it, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. But this is not only one thing, Greg. It happens a lot of times, not just in my life, because I know I'm not alone. I see it all the time. People waiting to go on family vacations. I mean, how often do you check your tire pressure in your vehicle? I mean, how often do you pull your dipstick to find out if your oil is full, if it's dirty?
I don't think I should talk about pulling my dipstick.
You don't have to talk, but we got that light. We got a dummy light on the dash that tells us, hey, buddy, it's time to change your oil. Yeah. Or even better yet, we got a wife to tell us when the light comes on.
So when the light comes on for your wife, does she check your oil? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just telling you that these are the things to remind us to say, hey, take care of what you need to take care of.
Okay.
So it's funny, Greg. We're talking about neglecting things. Until they're a problem. We're not taking care of our bodies until it's a problem. Yep. We're not taking care of our equipment. We're not taking care of our employees. I mean, how many times in your life have you had an employee you thought he was okay? We just didn't realize he was going through problems.
Yeah, because I assume they're okay, and I don't take that 5 minutes a day to check in and see how he's doing and hanging out and really dive in. Instead, you know, I wait a month or something and dig in, and then it's like, wow, it's like, wow, we got to get into this deep, and it takes a while.
Yeah, it's, you know, Greg, as a middle child, I tell you what, everybody assumes you're okay. Just ask. The 5 seconds to ask. You say 5 minutes. I'm talking a text to an employee. But back to what we're talking about, Greg, keep your eye on what you got going on. Keep focused on where you're headed, but don't forget to take care of the things. You're done with something, take care of it. Put a closure to it. Get it ready, because when you need that tool, when you need that skill, when you need that equipment, when you need something there, it'll be ready for you if you take care of it.
I love it, man.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.